Hey y'all, so I'm back and I'm better like always, again with another episode late at night because I just have nothing else better to do but to come back and tell y'all what's up and give y'all some more advice. And you know, you always gotta finish the day off with some positive energy, you know, so I just want to help you out a little bit, if that's okay. But I do want to put y'all on to some things real quick. I didn't get a chance to tell y'all, I changed the title of my podcast. It's no longer Seeing Things for What It Is with Naya. That's what it was before. Now it's Locked In with Naya. I just thought that the title was a little too long, so I just was like, let me just change it. Like, it was just too damn long, so I was just like, let me change this shit. But Locked In with Naya is better because it goes in with my hair brand that I have going on too. I have a small little business, me doing locks, because as y'all know, I have locks. Had my locks for about 4 years now. So my little business is called Locked Naya. So I guess y'all can see where that kind of correlates at. But that was a pretty cool, neat idea that I came up with, Locked Naya and then Locked In with Naya. So, you know, anything that I brand off myself is probably going to end, it's probably going to start like that. You know, Locked something, Naya something, or whatever the hell. But yeah, that's one thing, you know. Also, I didn't tell y'all, besides that job that I have, my full-time job at a retail store, I don't think I ever mentioned it, but I think I did mention it, but it's okay. I don't want to mention it now. but I have a job as an electrician now too, part-time. I did go to school for that for over a year. I'm still in school right now for that, but it's aside from the schooling. So I started about last month on the 18th, in October 18th. So yeah, it's been real cool, you know. I think more women should get into trades. You know, the responses I've gotten in regards to me joining into a trade has been crazy. I didn't really think this many people would be like congratulating me or being very shocked at me getting into a trade. I mean, I'm a little shocked my damn self, because I ain't never thought about doing any of this. My father kind of put the idea in my head. I went to school in high school for drafting and design, so like reading blueprints and stuff like that. So it kind of does help, because I didn't think I would ever have to use that in my life. But I guess there's always a purpose for everything, I tell you. So yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. Yeah, I got a little few things going on. So if y'all want to follow my page, it's Naya Sutton. I have everything on there. I call myself Jill of all trades, because I feel like I do every goddamn thing, y'all. I swear. Like, and for some reason, people think I'm Jamaican just because I have all these jobs. I'm not Jamaican. Okay, y'all Jamaican me goddamn crazy thinking that shit. I'm not Jamaican. I'm just out here getting my money. I don't have nothing else to do. I don't got no kids. I don't have no man. So I'm just out here just working. Because what else am I going to do? Like, I'm not about to be out here shaking my ass or like selling drugs or nothing like that. So I'd rather just be out here making money. So I would appreciate y'all be quiet. I'm not Jamaican. Anyway. But yeah, today I just wanted to talk about something I was having a conversation with somebody about earlier. I was just pouring my little heart out, you know, just looking at things from a bigger perspective. I just wanted to talk about God a little bit and faith and, you know, just in the aspect of that, you know. So if that sounds like something you guys want to hear, keep on listening. You heard? So, hello, y'all. I wanted to talk about faith today. And the reason I wanted to talk about faith today is because I had a conversation with somebody earlier about faith. And usually when I have deep conversations with people, I think so much deeper into it than, you know, the surface level, you know, because you always got to think deeper into stuff. in anything that you do, whether it be your actions or, you know, just simple things like going to work or just simple interactions with people. You know, you always got to think like nothing's always about you. So you got to kind of think deeper into stuff. And I'm not talking about thinking crazy, though. Sometimes y'all have like some weird ass conspiracy theories. No, that's not what I'm talking about at all. So, you know, just keep it, you know, at a logical sense, if that makes sense. But anyway, yeah, I just want to talk about faith and talk about God a little bit and maybe read some of the conversation I had earlier to people just to give you, just to, you know, have your mind going a little bit for yourself, you know. So what I want to start off by saying is what faith is. There's two different definitions, and I'm reading this right off of Google, so y'all can't say I'm lying. Okay. The first definition is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Okay. And the second definition is strong belief in God or in doctrines of a religion based on a spiritual apprehension rather than proof. Okay. So with that being said, you know, faith is usually obviously what the definition says, but it's just believing in something that you can't really see or touch or physically have a say so in. Obviously God is one of them. But also maybe in a futuristic sense too. Like obviously maybe I have faith that I can, you know, become an electrician. Okay, I'm gonna give that example. Before I even became an electrician, I had faith that I would be an electrician. That makes sense, you know what I'm saying? So, but obviously you can't just have faith in the first sense, in the first definition. You can't just have faith. You gotta kind of work for it too, you know what I'm saying? You can speak it into existence, but you gotta put the work in as well. In the second definition, when it involves God, obviously that's a different type of faith. God is everywhere. God is in you. God is in the food that you eat. God is in the air and the TV that you watch. God is just a part of us as a whole. I believe everything that we do is a part of God, you know. So hold on one second. Oh, I thought I had to sneeze. You know, you got to sneeze and you can't, like, get it to come out. Oh, my God. Anyway, yeah, so God is above all, and I definitely believe that. And y'all hear me talk about him in my other podcast. My first question is for you guys. Do you trust yourself enough to put your faith in God? And what I mean by that, do you trust yourself enough to let him lead you? You know, like I said, you cannot physically see God. You cannot physically talk to him in person. But there's just something about that faith, and there's something that you feel inside of you that drives you to just have common sense, not even just do the right thing, but drives that common sense in you, your discernment, your intuition as a woman too. And men have intuition too, but women have a little stronger intuition, and that's why we need each other most of the time too. A lot of people say nowadays that women and men don't need each other, stuff like that, but we do need each other because for that reason, you know. So you got to put your faith in you first. Do you trust yourself enough to make smart decisions? Do you trust yourself enough to come across the right people and also know how to move with them? Basically, what I'm saying in regards to that is you come across so many people in your life, and that doesn't mean that you can't interact with them if they're a bad person. Let's say, I'm gonna give an example. Let's say you're at work and you come across people at work that, you know, just are always bad vibes, or just always got an attitude, or always snitching for no reason, just to snitch. Or you heard that they talked about you and stuff like that. Me, let me tell you a little story, all right? I've been working at the same job for 3 years. I've known every single person, like they damn near a household sibling, damn near, okay? But at one point, you know, there was a lot of people talking about me and then coming back in my face, laughing and smiling like they didn't just do that, or snitching like they didn't just do that, and they're still doing that to this day. But you know what I could have did? I could have just came into work mean as hell, giving them an attitude, just not being right, you know, to them, just because I know that. But you know, I decided to myself that I didn't want to do that. So you know what I do every day? I come into work and say hello. I greet everybody. I don't have any ill will towards anybody. Well, I ain't gonna say everybody. There's like maybe one person that I don't speak to. It's one or two people I don't speak to. But that's because they probably just don't speak to me or whatever, or, you know, just some little issues. But for the most part, I talk to everybody at work, and I try to come to work with a good attitude, just because that's just what God requires of me. And also, I just feel like I'm the bigger person anyway. There's no need to come into work like that, and you know, that's just that. But but I just wanted to give that as an example. But do you trust yourself to allow God to lead you? That's the main question. And God is leading me in the right path, and that's why I said what I said. God is leading me to overcome my emotions, overcome the things that aren't right of me, what he doesn't want me to do. He wants me to do great. He wants me to lead by example, and I'm trying my best every day to do that. And I trust him enough to put my all into that. I do, because I've seen the difference when I haven't versus when I have. When I don't trust him, everything in my life just goes to shit. Like, everything goes like haywire everywhere. I'm just sitting there like, yo, what is going on right now? But when I do trust him, when I do give him a chance to lead me, I always get led to the things that I need in my life, the things that I should have, not the things that I want. You know what I'm saying? And I say that to say, I think y'all should give God a try for real. I really do. And I say this in like every podcast, but I'm always going to preach God to you guys, because it's getting really scary out here, y'all. Like, not scary, but wicked. The world is, I don't even know how it's turning right now. It's turning every which way. Revelations, basically, the whole damn chapter is how it's going right now. So this is why I'm pushing him a little more than I have before, because I do believe everything leads back to God. Everything leads back to God. And I get back to that in a little bit too. But I do have another question. Hold on, let me write this down real quick. Do you have guidance in your life? Are you just everywhere with your life and your decisions. You don't know which, how to think, who to ask, who to talk to. Do you have any type of guidance? And I say that to say, because God is guidance. God is structure. As many people think that he's not, and God is bogus, and he's just a book, and anything that anybody says nowadays, and it's pretty sad that people say this, because I feel like when I was younger, there was more people that believed in God than they do now. But it just seems like nobody really believes in him anymore. I used to come across at least 5 people when I was younger that did believe in God. Come across 2 people now, 2 to 5 people, none of them believe in God. They're just spiritual or just an atheist, you know. It's just real. I don't even know. Well, I do know the last days. That's what it is. Ain't nothing to really question. This was something that was written already. What was coming. This all, everything that's going on in the world right now, this was already written in the Bible. My grandmother used to scare me with this stuff when I was younger. I didn't believe her. It's not that I didn't believe her, but I just didn't want to hear it. Because I'm a kid. I don't want to hear about the last days. I'm not trying to hear that stuff. I'm thinking about going outside and riding my bike. I'm not trying to think about dying. Well, not even dying. But that's how I took it when I was younger, when my grandma used to say the last days. And when she used to talk about that, that was when the movie 2012 was coming. That 2012 came out with Nicolas Cage, okay? Trying to tell us in 2012 we was all going to die. That was the last days. I was like, oh my God. And then when 2012 came, nobody died. I'm just sitting there like, so what is going on here? Anyway, yeah. So do you have guidance? You know, the best way to lead your life is if you have some type of structure. If you don't have somebody in your life telling you anything or giving you the best advice, I think the best advice will come from the Bible. How to lead your life, how to lead your family, how to lead the relationships with your family, the family that you create and the family that you grew up with, you know what I'm saying? How to do both. And, you know, and friends too. And how to live your life the right way so you can get to righteousness for yourself. And to get in the afterlife, to get to the place where you need to get to, okay? Don't quote me on everything, because I don't know every single word in the Bible, but I've heard it so much throughout my life, I have a good sense of what I'm talking about. But you could correct me if I'm wrong. I don't mind. Okay, structure is important. And I didn't realize how important it was until I became an adult. I wasn't really interested in hearing anything that I'm saying right now at all up until maybe 3 years ago. Maybe 3 years ago, when my life changed a lot for me. And I was looking for something to guide me, you know. And it was almost like I forgot about God. It's like I almost forgot about him. But I don't know, something came back into my body. He came back into me in my dream. I prayed. That's what it was. I prayed for forgiveness. I prayed for guidance. And I prayed that I wouldn't ever do something that would hurt me equaling him ever again. Because I look at myself as him. Not to say I am God, but I am a part of him. You know what I'm saying? So the things that I do to myself is basically the things that I do to him, if that makes sense. So I didn't understand the importance, almost forgot about God, but I'm so happy that I brought him back into my life, because it's probably like the best thing I've ever done. He keeps my mind afloat. and he keeps me in the right direction. Even sometimes when I don't want to go in that direction anymore, I can go back to myself and say to myself, God does not want you to do that. It's like your mother. You know, you live with your mother all your life, and she's telling you the same thing over and over again when you're coming up, like, oh, do the dishes, or don't drink, when you go out with people, don't drink this, and watch out for this when you go out with people, be very mindful of who you choose to be your friend, you know, little stuff like that when your parents say to you when you're coming up. If your parent is very consistent and you saying that to you coming up, that's always going to be a thought in the back of your head when you're about to make a decision. So even if you didn't have parents like that, I strongly encourage you to keep reminding yourself, keep listening to stuff like this or anything that is going to keep reminding you of who you are and what is your purpose and what there is to lead you to your purpose. God is going to lead you to your purpose. Even if you can't see it right now, He's going to lead you to something that you need, that you didn't even expect, that you didn't even think about. He's going to lead you right back to that. And I trust this 100% because I lived through it. And every day I get up just trying every day. And you guys have to too. And I just said to myself, I want to get a Bible. I don't have a Bible. I have Bibles in the house because my grandmother has them, but a personal Bible I do not have. Crazy, right? But I'm going to be buying one very soon. Maybe I'll read some scriptures out of there too, and some of my other podcasts for you guys. But yeah, God is structure. God will help you find your way when you're lost. There's so many lost people out here that's just doing anything, that's just allowing anything. They have no boundaries, they have no self-control, they have no authority, they have no morals, no guidance, nothing. Everything is okay to do. Violence is okay. Being gay is okay. Lying is okay. Gossiping is okay. What else? Shoot. Killing is okay. Damn near. Don't get me started on the killing thing, yo. I swear. There's people, like, really out here wilding. It just gets scary. Robbing people is okay. Like, yo. I see robbing videos on the internet all the time. People's over there like laughing. Abortion is okay. I see people laughing at that. Ooh, kill that kid, kill the baby, fuck that kid. Yo, are y'all crazy? Yo, I sit there and look at these comments, and you know, at one point I did used to kiki at this shit too, but not on the level that these people are doing it. It's like sometimes somebody makes a joke and I laugh at it, but these people took it like a whole like yard out. Like, I don't even know how to describe it, but people took the shit too goddamn far. Now people are doing too much. They're beating up people, they're punching people for just looking at them wrong. People are getting robbed left and right. Scammers is robbing people on the internet left and right. I almost got fucking hacked the other day on my PlayStation. And people think that's okay. There's people that came to me trying to date. Oh, Lord. There's people that came to me. Sorry about that. That was my damn that shit scared the hell out of me. That scared the shit out of me. There's people that came to me. Sorry, y'all. I don't even know what the hell I was about to say. Anyway, y'all. And sorry. I'm so sorry about that. There's people that came to me. And there was guys that came to me that were scammers. Yo, they're so comfortable, they don't even care to tell you that they a scammer. Yo, like, I would not... I would never tell nobody that shit. Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. I had looked at the phone. I had asked the dude, he was joking. He was dead-ass serious. Dead-ass. And I'm sitting there like, yo, does he really think I'm about to sit here and waste my time talking to him and he's a scammer? You think I don't have to think that you're going to scam me? What the... You done lost their mind, yo. I swear to God. Yo. It's getting real wacky out here. This is why I told my aunt on the internet the other day. I'm like, yo, auntie, you got to get your Bible, yo. It's getting real wicked out here. Getting real distasteful out here, yo. I swear it is. Even on the TV the other day, I seen people getting robbed, like their the UPS vans and stuff like that, or Amazon vans. People going in to deliver their packages, coming right back out, they stealing stuff out the damn van, or they drive away with the van. Yo, what the fuck? Like, you're driving away with the van. You don't even know where they're coming from. The base of the Amazon they came from could be like mad far away. They don't even know where they're at. They might not even be from that neighborhood, and you have them stranded in the middle of the neighborhood. You're crazy. That's just ridiculous, yo. Ridiculous. And I seen another video with cars parked, like a whole bunch of people came out of nowhere in cars lined up on each side of the truck, hopped out so the truck couldn't go nowhere, and robbed the whole truck. Yo, have y'all really like lost your mind? Like, it's so ridiculous. I don't even know what else to say. Like, y'all lost your mind, for real. Like, seriously, it's getting to the point where I don't even really want to go out like that. Even though stuff like that doesn't really happen where I live at, but it still makes me very cautious, because you don't never know when it's going to happen. Like, you don't never know. And the job I work at right now is kind of a melting pot. Everybody goes there, and sometimes I'm scared to go there and go work. You never know who's going to come up in there and do something weird. Like, it's just scary. It's getting wicked out here, y'all. Y'all gotta be as safe as you can. Learn some survival tactics, like how to fend for yourself, you know, make food and hunt and stuff like that. I think that's important too. I'm actually going to try to start learning all that next year, hunting and everything, because it's very important right now. It's getting to the point where people are really going to start fighting back. Nobody's going to be relying on the police anymore, because half of the country don't like the police, and then the other half is losing faith in the police because they're not locking up people properly for these stupid ass things that they're doing. There's people that go to jail for robbing and assaulting, and they only go to jail for like a week. What the hell is that? There's people getting their Second Amendments taken away for protecting themselves on their own property. What the hell is that? That sounds crazy. Like, yo, people are really going to start fighting back. There's going to be a civil war, I feel like, or some type of war, because it's getting ridiculous. Like, I don't even know what else to say. But all I can say to y'all is be safe. And like I said, let God guide you, because all these people do not have God in their life. That was my whole point of saying all this stuff. All these people do not have God in their life at all. They have lost their way. They have no guidance. They have no structure. God is structure. God is guidance. God is the way. They don't know what the fuck. I'm sorry, God. I'm trying not to curse when I'm talking about you. But they have no empathy for anybody, or no regard for anybody but themselves. Get away from these demons. These demons could be your family members, could be your friends, could be associates. Stop socializing with people that condone stupid shit, yo. Because, you know, one thing I realized is you support one little thing, you're supporting the whole goddamn thing. And what I mean by that is, okay, so I used to be bisexual, right? Okay. I used to be bisexual and I'm not anymore because I just don't agree with the whole trans movement and all that. I think it's kind of just out of pocket. On the youth. If you're an adult and you want to do that, that's not my issue. But I'm talking about kids. Okay? I don't want to be bisexual because I feel like I'm supporting that. Okay? And also, I like men anyway. I've always liked men more than women anyway. Like, so it was really kind of just nothing for me. I don't support the trans movement because I've seen way too many videos of people that transitioned as a kid, by the way. And they're coming back now as an adult, like, crying their eyes out. They look so numb. They look like so hopeless because they can't even revert back because they had the bottom surgery. I damn near cried watching that. I couldn't even honestly finish watching it. I just couldn't. It was so messed up to me. I can't. And I'm not even going to get into that right now. If people want me to talk about that in another episode, I'll talk about it. But it's heartbreaking, you know. It really is, because people don't love themselves anymore. They're lost. And what people don't realize is all they need is God. All they need is a little faith. And I know it's hard to get any type of faith in the world that we live in right now, because everybody's just so wicked. You try to be good, you try to be different, you get shamed for it. You try to do the right thing, you try to help somebody out, you get shamed for it. You moving on the right path, you get a good job, you making good money, or you have a good family, you get shamed for it. Everything right is wrong. Everything right is wrong, y'all. Seriously. And if you don't have a strong mind and you don't have a strong family household, your mind is going to get lost in that. You're going to think it's something wrong with you. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Ain't nothing wrong with how you look now, before. Nothing was wrong with how you looked before and how you were born. How you articulate yourself, what your interests are. Nothing is wrong with you. But the world makes you back into a corner, yeah? And I'm so sorry that people have did this to other people. This is why I try to come to work and come around people with good energy, good vibes, because there's so many fucked up people out here, yo. Nobody's nice anymore. You know, when I used to live in Ohio for a little bit. And I lived around people that was from Kentucky, because Kentucky's right there. I lived in Dayton, Ohio. And they have, you know, people from Kentucky, from what I've seen, they have some, like, hospitality. Like, I guess, like, what you would call, like, Southern hospitality. Obviously, it's not the South or nothing like that. But they have, I don't even know what to call it, but they're just nice people. They say hello, they greet you, and you know. Okay, I don't know what happened to the last one. It just cut off a little bit, but yeah, like I was saying, they greet you in Ohio, they don't look at you like you're weird. They say hello, they with a smile on their face. And you know, since I live over here in the East Coast, like I'm near the city people, New York and New Jersey. I'm used to that type of energy. They don't greet you. They don't say hello. And if they do say hello and greet you, they probably old heads. They probably older people, like, that do that. But the people around my age and a little older than me, they don't speak. They look at, they're so rude. Oh my God, they're so rude. They did say New York was like the rudest state, like top three rudest states. Like, not surprised about that. But it's just ridiculous. Like, how you guys, I wasn't raised like that. I was always raised to greet people, say hello, have manners, say excuse me, stuff like that. But working in this store that I've been working at, you really see how rude people are and how entitled they feel. Like, it's, the entitlement is out of this goddamn world, you know, with people. And there's been people that'll stand in front of me, see me come in, and just look at me like I'm crazy, or walk in front of me while they see me doing something and expect me to move out the way. That's mad rude. You're not even saying excuse me, you know. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just gotta get past you real quick. Like, there's something like the simplest stuff. Or they just stand there and stare at you, yo. Or there was this one girl that I was in the middle of working. She's snapping her fucking fingers at me, yo. Look that. I didn't even know who she was talking to because I was working or whatever. She's snapping her fingers at me, saying, yo, whatever. Yo, that's mad rude. And she's lucky that I was just working. And I honestly didn't even respond to her politely because I don't know who she thought she was snapping at, yo. You don't snap at people. Yo, especially the younger people, the people that's younger than me. I'm 26 years old. The people that's younger than me, yo, y'all got to get it together. Y'all parents have failed you bad. Really bad. Yo, really bad. Y'all minds are warped bad because the way y'all be speaking to people, woo. My kids would never. I don't even have no kids. But I know damn well they ain't gonna go out the house acting like that. Hell no. You wanna know why they won't be walking out the house like that? Because they're gonna have God in their life. That's why. And even if they don't wanna follow God at the pace that I want them to, they're gonna go back to Him. You wanna know how I know they're gonna go back to him? Because I went back to Him. I did. I never not believed in God, but I stopped. I'm not gonna say I never, but I always kind of felt, I didn't really fully grasp the whole concept of God until real life shit happened. And I hate to say it like that, like I had to go through some real stuff for me to find my way back to God, but that's what had to happen for me. Everything that my grandmother said to me coming up lined up. So I had no choice but to go back to God. And I appreciate everything my grandmother's ever done for me. Even if I didn't want it at that time. I was a kid. Of course, you're not going to want the things your parents want you to do that's in their best interest. Because you just want to do what you want to do as a kid, you know? But I appreciate her for standing her ground with me. Because Lord knows where I would be at if she didn't. Thank God I have some common sense. Thank God I have some morals. Thank God I had her. Shout out to my grandmother, Arcola Powell, you heard? And James Powell. They out here still rocking and still driving, still going at it, still yelling at us. But we need it as much, and my little cousins don't realize it, but they need it too. They're gonna miss them days when she yelling at us for wanting us to do right. The littlest things they're gonna miss. The littlest things they're gonna wish that she was here to tell them about. Because I already think about that stuff, and she's still here. So, with that being said, I really do hope that I can hope all day. I'm gonna just keep it a buck. Nothing's gonna get better. Nothing's gonna get better, yo. At this time in your life, you really gotta do the things that you gotta do for you and your family, for y'all to get to the right place while you're still alive, and for the afterlife. Time is ticking, and God and time is not waiting on nobody. Every breath you take is time. Okay? Let that sink in for you. Y'all ever watch the movie The Book of Eli? Y'all should go watch that with Denzel Washington. It's a good movie. It was basically about it's kind of like the end of the world, kind of. Everybody's kind of just going helter-skelter, feeding for themselves and everything, savages down there. And the only person that had the book, the word, was this man named Eli, which was Denzel Washington. Once they found out, once the rest of the people found out that he had a Bible, they all tried to kill him, leave him for dead, just to get that Bible, just to control people with it. Because, you know, like I said, when people are lost, they try to look for guidance. Well, I don't think I said that. But when people are lost, they do try to look for guidance. And in times like that, that's when they're definitely going to be trying to look for guidance and somebody to preach the word to them. And if they're not preaching the right word in the proper way, they're still going to follow false prophets. False prophets, and look out for those people too. People in these podcasts not telling y'all the right things. They telling y'all not to get married, telling y'all to have abortions, telling y'all, oh, it's okay to be living by yourself. By the time you get 40, I'm talking about the ladies. By the time you get 40, do y'all know that y'all basically have a time limit to have kids? I know you're young and you want to explore your options and you want to live your life as a woman when you're young and your teen and your 20s and all that. But your time limit is running out, mama. You got to think about longevity. You can't be thinking about stuff that's happening right now. Okay? You can't be thinking about just having fun right now. You can't be having no fun right now. You'll have fun later. Your parents ever told you that? You can't have no fun right now. Get it together, okay? Because listen, you might not think that you're not going to be upset that you can't have no kids later on, you can't have find no husband later on when you're 40, 50 years old, but you will. I guarantee you, because all your friends is going to be married with kids, yo, and you're going to be the only one sitting there like, damn, it's crunch time. It ain't gonna be me though, I'll tell you that, because I'm gonna get my husband and I'm gonna have my babies, okay? I want me some kids, I want a husband, I want to get married, but that's not the thing no more. And I used to be very ashamed of saying that to people, I don't want to get married, that I want to have kids, because nobody wants to do it anymore. Everybody wants to have an abortion, everybody wants to use men. Even the gay men. Even the gay men want to use the straight men. Like, I don't even know what's going on. Like, what the hell's wrong with y'all? Why do y'all want to use somebody so bad? Like, this is what I'm saying. Y'all have no guidance, no boundaries, no nothing. Like, get it. Y'all gotta get it together, yo. Gotta get it together. It's not cute. Okay. And I'm gonna give an example too of what's not cute. Krishan Rock. I don't know if anybody has ever heard of her. Okay. She's dating Blueface. He's a rapper. She was on one of his fake bad girls club shows that he made in his house, and she ended up messing with him. She kept saying it's together, but I never believed that they were, and she actually did an interview recently saying that they were never together. So yeah, that's what I was saying this whole time. But anyway, their relationship was very toxic. Very toxic. They beat each other up damn near. I've seen videos of them beating each other up. Shit was crazy. But they're not even dealing with each other in that way anymore. But now she's just out, you know, out and about. She's known for fighting. Just fighting people for no goddamn reason, honestly. She was at the Tamar Braxton's concert or something like that. And she ended up punching one of her, one of her singers, or I don't know if it was a manager, one of her singers or managers in the face. It was a grown ass man. She is 22, 23 years old, mind you, okay? And I can't tell you the amount of people that are on the internet saying that everybody, including the person that got hit, is lying on Krishan. Like, yo, y'all suck her so bad. Y'all really just sitting over here just believing that shit, coming up with your own thoughts and shit just because y'all like Krishan. Oh, Krishan would never do that. She's not gonna disrespect anybody unless they disrespect her. Chop. Yo, I seen this girl punch people just for saying that she don't clean up after herself. I seen her punch people just because somebody called her out for being late to a show. Just for that, she hauled off and started beating on that girl. Both those girls. And you don't think she would have hit somebody over something that wasn't nothing? Yo, are y'all retarded? Oh my God. Oh my God. What the hell? Do I gotta sing it for y'all? For real. Yo, and the crazy part, I used to really like Krishan. I really did. But like I said, I can't condone certain things. When I see you do certain things, certain behaviors, I just can't rock with you no more, yo. I can't rock with Krishan no more, especially after that. I was already not feeling her no more. Before that, but after she did this, ooh, nah. And I know she's a celebrity, but well, she's not even a celebrity, yo. she's not even a celebrity. She has no talent. She can't rap. She can't sing. She can't do anything besides fight. She might as well just be a professional fighter at this point. Like, I don't even know what the hell she's on a show full of females. Just go make money fighting. That's what you like to do, is fight. I don't get it. I can't condone that. I can't condone that. I can't be a kiki and that stuff no more, because the shit that she do is not fair. It's not cool. It's not cute. Especially when she just hit this man for no goddamn reason because she was mad because she couldn't perform at a Tamar Braxton concert. You don't even have any songs. Besides, it's a vibe all the time. That shit came out 3 years ago. Nobody even knows the rest of the song. They only know the chorus. Like, stop playing with him right now. Stop playing with him. Nobody knows this fucking song, yo. Yo, compared to a Tamar Braxton song or a Toni Braxton song, nobody knows this girl. What are you mad about? Yo, this tour wasn't even about you. And that's what I'm saying. And then she got to go, they had the nerve to go on live, right? And start talking about God. God got me. God this. God that. God this. Oh, go ahead and call the police. I press charges. Because I know God got me and all this stuff. So she always bringing God in her issues. Stop. That's what I don't like too. Don't bring God into your bowl, sugar, honey, iced tea. He ain't had nothing to do with you acting a fool. That's why he's not granting her the things that she needs, because she keeps doing the things that she's doing. Her life is not going in the right direction because she's not doing the things that she's supposed to be doing. She's not walking like she's supposed to be walking. She's walking very recklessly, and that shit is going to catch up with her real bad if she keeps moving like that. This, with the Tamar thing, that's the first step. She keep moving like that with other people, yo, her whole shit is over. I'm telling you. Because people already started to get a bad taste in their mouth for her after that. I definitely got a bad taste in my mouth for her. I get tired of people making excuses for her. Oh, Krishan, she's just, you know, she's just misunderstood. She's from Baltimore. I'm from Baltimore, too. Her sister's from Baltimore, too. Her sister don't act like that. What the hell does that have to do with anything? The girl is a grown-ass woman with a child, sadly. A child. And I say sadly because she should not have a kid, bro. She just had a kid just because she wanted to have a kid with Blueface, not because she really wanted a child. That kid is here because she wanted to be selfish, not because she really wanted it. She named that kid Krishan to be petty on purpose, to be spiteful towards her baby father. She should not have that kid, yo. And that's the only reason I think she shouldn't have. Every female, I think... not every female. Most females deserve to have a child when the time is right. But this time for her was not the right time for her to have no goddamn kid, yo. I couldn't believe she had a kid, yo. I really couldn't. I feel so bad for that child. I really do. I really hope she gets that shit together ASAP while she still can. Because her baby father not going to keep saving her no more. Because that's the only motherfucker that was saving her. And he seemed to not really be giving a fuck about nothing she's doing right now. But I say that all that to say, stop condoning dumb shit. Stop condoning dumb bitches like this. These shit's goofy as hell.
I feel bad. I really like Krishan.
What the hell do you like about her? Please tell me. Can somebody tell me what they like about Krishan? Because, like, yo, inbox me. Because I'm... What do y'all like about her? She don't make sense half the time when she speaks. And she only just fights. And she's a crybaby. What the fuck do y'all like about her? She doesn't do anything but punch niggas in their face when she don't get her way. Oh, I like Krishan until it's one of your fucking people that get punched and popped in their mouth, though, by her. Because if she punched somebody in my family or punched me, it's over. It's over. All I like in her shit go out the window. What the fuck wrong with y'all, yo? What the fuck is wrong with y'all? And that's what I mean by condoning shit. You keep saying, even the Tamar's people say, I really like Krishan. You're condoning her behavior. Y'all don't have to sit there and bash her and be like, oh, fuck her. You don't got to say none of that. But sit there and say, I really like Krishan. Even though she just decked my producer. Even though she just punched my sister in the face. She had a bloody nose. She had to go to the dentist and get a chip and get a teeth fixed. Yeah, I really like her. Yeah, fuck all that. Y'all crazy. What kind of loyalty y'all got? Cause, sure. What, y'all just scared that she gonna come and retaliate against y'all if y'all don't say nothing nice? Like, that's what I'm just kind of thinking it is. Because ain't no way, bruh. Ain't no way. Ain't no way, yo. Ain't no way. Ain't no way, yo. Anyway. That's all I gotta say for this part of the podcast, yo. It's crazy. Stop condoning stuff, yo. So, I'm going to close out this podcast just, and I wanted to say that just do what you got to do for yourself first, and then guide your family into it too. Because like I said, you got to lead by example. You can't just say something to somebody and you're not doing it either. Nobody's going to take you seriously. Nobody's going to want to do it. Okay. So if you want people to get on the right path as you, you got to lead by example, whether you're a woman or whether you're a man, okay? You can't just be out here preaching stuff, anything, doesn't matter what it is. You can't just be out here telling people things and you're not even doing it yourself. I wouldn't take somebody seriously if I don't even see them doing it. Just food for thought. So, with that being said too, like, stop condoning stuff. Stop doing that. Have faith in God. Find your way back to God. Help your people find their way back to God. Buy yourself a Bible. Read one scripture out of it once a day. Once a week, maybe, just to get started. You know, no pressure. I'm not trying to pressure nobody into going into God, because everybody finds their way back to God anyway. There's going to be a time where you're going to be having to scream his name out. But let's hope it's not the time. It's not a bad time. Let's do that before it gets to that time. Okay? Just try. And I always say, like, if you haven't given anything a try, give God a try. You know? That's what this podcast is about. And I hope that y'all can see where I'm going with it. You know, like I said, it's no pressure. But everybody needs to find that structure in their life and get structure back in their life. Set boundaries for themselves. Have some morals. Have some principles. Stop just running out here rampant. That's not cute. Just because the world and the media has classified all this stuff as cute doesn't mean it is. You don't feel in your body that is cute. For example, like, you're not going to just go out here and kill somebody just because you want to kill somebody, right? Why? Because it's not going to feel right. So all the stuff that you're doing and it doesn't feel right and you're still doing it anyway, you're going against God. God is in there trying to tell you to stop. God tries to tell you to stop before you do something you're not supposed to be doing. You do it anyway. And every time you do it anyway, God is going to let his hand, he's going to put his hands up. All right. That's what you wanted to do. I try to help you. Now you got to see what happens after that. And don't blame God when something happens, because he tried to help you. So, I hope you guys have a good night. And like I said, follow my social medias at Naya Sutton. I'll put the link in the caption. Follow my socials, you know, to keep up with me. If there's any topics that anybody else wants me to talk about, let me know. I got you. But I hope you guys can, you know, learn from this and just do better, yo. That's all I could ever say, yo. I can't never say nothing else. Just do better. That's all we can do. There's nothing that we can do for millions and millions of other people. Just lead by example. That's all we could do. There can't be anybody out here that's going to tarnish you. If you believe in yourself, if you're strong, and you believe in what you believe in, and you believe in what you're doing, you working hard every day, you doing everything, you getting up, you showing up, can't nobody tarnish you. the only person you should be worried about or being, you should be worried about judging you or anything like that is God. Anybody you should be answering to is God. Yourself. You are through God. Okay? And you'll do better, whoever's listening to this. F all them people that doubted you, that said all this crazy stuff about you. Do what you know you gotta do in your heart. Set boundaries with people. Stop letting people talk over you. Stop letting people run over you. You know? Know who you are as a being, as God's child. Know who you are. That's all I gotta say. I hope you guys have a good night. Hit me up in the inbox if you need to talk. Call me on the inbox if you need to talk, because you know you can call on Instagram and shit now. Call me and let me know how you feeling. It's okay. I'll be here. Okay. But I hope you guys have a good night. I'm signing out. Lock Naya here. Naya, aka. And yeah, I'll be back later. Peace, y'all.